lighted with others.
This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome to worship, all of you. It's my privilege as moderator to be offering these services of worship throughout the period of lockdown. And today, I want to encourage us all to hang in there. Yes, to stand strong and to keep going. You know, throughout all of Christian history, the church has faced innumerable challenges, many of them of a much greater magnitude than what we're going through right now. I know it's difficult. I know it's frustrating. I know there have been times when perhaps we've felt like giving up. But this is not beyond us. And it certainly isn't beyond our Lord, who calls us, who is with us, and who equips us to face every situation. So yes, let us keep going, knowing that before too long, all being well, we'll be able to open our buildings again, at least for limited numbers and then beyond that for increasing numbers. We hope and pray for that day, and until then, we continue. Thank you in advance to all those who are taking part in today's service, and as always for those who have put it together behind the scenes. So I say again, this is a day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
Oh, my soul. strength is failing, the end draws near, and my time has come. Still my soul will sing your praise unending.
10,000 years
Let us pray. In quiet living rooms and in busy wards, Christ offers his light. In country walks and in deserted streets, Christ offers his light. In moments of joy and in times of sorrow, Christ offers his light. When faith is strong, or when our beliefs are shaken, Christ offers his light. Today in our worship, scattered yet united, God in his love offers the light of Christ. Loving God, as we come before you in worship, we give you thanks and praise that you sent your Son to be a light in the darkness of this world. We come today as your children, bringing to you our hopes and our fears, our laughter and our tears, our dreams and our regrets. Time and space cannot constrain you, for the universe is yours and we are your children. In the midst of uncertainty, in the midst of the present time, your love is constant and sure. In love, you continue to reach out to us, offering light and healing and new life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. We worship and adore you, Lord, for all that you have given us and for sending your beloved Son to be with us, showing us the way to new life, showing us the way to a new order, showing us the way to you, our God. Send your Holy Spirit upon us that through our worship today, we may hear your voice and know your presence and receive the blessing of your light. Loving God, we are aware that at times we have lived in the shadows, choosing the dark rather than the light. So now, before the full company of heaven and earth, we confess to you that we have sinned in thought, word and deed by what we have done, and by what we have failed to do. Lord of life, forgive us when we have forgotten you. Forgive us when we have remained quiet or failed to act. Forgive us when we should have spoken more and done more. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy upon us. And we remember that God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may have eternal life. For this we give you thanks, O God. Hear these prayers, which we offer to you in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, who is the light of the world. Amen.
Reading from John chapter 3, verses 14 to 21. As Moses lifted up the bronze snake on a pole in the desert, in the same way the Son of Man must be lifted up, so that everyone who believes in him may have eternal life. For God loved the world so much that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not die, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to be its judge, but to be its Saviour. Whoever believes in the Son is not judged, but whoever does not believe has already been judged, because he has not believed in God's only Son. This is how the judgment works. The light has come into the world, but people love the darkness rather than the light, because their deeds are evil. Anyone who does evil things hates the light and will not come to the light, because he does not want his evil deeds to be shown up. But whoever does what is true comes to the light in order that the light may show that what he did was in obedience to God. Amen.
I'll be with you in a minute. I've lost something and I can't seem to find it. It's something very special to me. While I'm searching, why don't you go and grab your something special and I'll meet you back here in 2 seconds. Found it. Have you ever lost something special to you? This is my special keyring. It might not look much, but it means a lot to me. I was quite panicked and sad there for a moment when I thought I'd lost it. This keyring has been right around the world with me. It reminds me of my family, my best friend, and my favourite Disney character ever, Winnie the Pooh. I always keep it in my bag. It's small enough to take in an aeroplane with me, but large enough that I can hold it in my hands when I miss them. But it's not that I'm going anywhere at the moment, apart from the supermarket. I always need to know where it is, or I feel sad that it's missing. Is that the same for you when you lose something special to you? I even had a torch out and I was shining the light in the bottom of my bag trying to find it. I found it now, thank goodness. Do you know what God's special thing is? Somehow I don't think it's a keyring. I know that God's something special is Jesus, his very own Son. But God didn't lose Jesus. He gave us his special thing. There's a verse in the Bible. You may have noticed it behind me. It's from John 3 and it can be found at verse 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his own Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not die but have eternal life. This is a very special verse in the Bible. And you may have seen people with signs a bit like mine behind me that say John 3 verse 16 on it at football matches or events with lots of people at them, because they want the whole world to know. In verse 20 in John 3, it talks about God shining a light into the world, so we don't need to be in the darkness. We can help God shine his light too, all around the world. I don't mean the wee torch I used earlier. I mean we can share God's special things he has given us with others. Not our something special, not that anyone would really want my tatty keyring. Instead, we can share God's love for us just like it says in John 3, verse 16. We can send messages or cards to people who are lonely or who you miss from church or school. I can look out for my family and for my neighbours, and I might just want to send someone a wee hello. Something we can all do is pray. Pray for each other that everyone knows they are special they are, and that they can all know God's light and love. Some people might not think that God will love them, but God does. God so loved the whole world. The whole world. Do you believe that? The good, the bad, the rich, the poor, the young, the sick, the healthy, the angry, the joyful. God loves us all. It's a bit like my keyring here. I love my keyring. But it's a bit tatty. The bow won't stay tied. It's grubby. It's broken. But I love it very much, and I was very sad when I couldn't find it. God loves us all just like that, and much, much more. Raise your hand if you're happy to know that God loves you. I'm sorry I can't see all the hands that are raised just now, but the people who live with you can see them, and most importantly, so can God. So my challenge to you today is, I want you to shine that light and love from God with someone else this week. Send a wee hello message to someone who you think needs it. Share something positive on your social media, or give someone in your family a helping hand. Lastly, look up John 3, verse 14 to 21 in your Bible, and look especially for that special verse, verse 16 if you get stuck. And see if you can remember it. God loves you so very, very much. Let's pray together. Dear God, thank you that you loved us so much you sent us Jesus. We thank you for Jesus who helps us see you better. Help us to do the same for others. Amen.
Imagine
if every day,
everyone One of the privileges of parish ministry is listening to people's stories. I can recall sitting in many a living room in a church sanctuary and hall, even on a bench at a beach, listening to someone pour out to me all that life had thrown at them. Some of the tales are of loss of a loved one, loss of a job, loss of a relationship that has turned sour or has even gone toxic. Over the 10 years that I've been here in Methil, I've also listened as people have told me about their battle with drugs, with alcohol, with gambling and petty crime. A familiar pattern has emerged in these stories. Comments that I've heard include, "No one has ever told me that they loved me. I was left to get on with things myself. I was told I was useless, worth nothing, would never achieve." I think then we can all understand why someone could end up believing that they are worth nothing. Self-esteem can be shattered in an instant, self-worth knocked down so easily. Social media is ruthless in its instant comments, and those keyboard warriors who claim to know everything cause unending harm and difficulty. But it is for those people, the people that I have spoken about, that John wrote some of his most well-known words in the Bible. "For God so loved the world, he gave his only Son." Notice that John writes that God so loved the world that he created so perfectly and generously, and then handed it over to all of us. Over many generations, since the beginning of time, we have failed, though, to keep it in the way that it should have been kept. Pollution of rivers and seas with plastic that doesn't break down. Pollution of the air we breathe that's filled with carbon emissions and choking smog. Pollution of minds with hatred being promoted and wars begun over small issues. All of these are not what God intended. So he had to find a way to stop the world in its tracks, to cease the damage that was happening, and to set the world back on the path of care and concern, compassion and kindness. For thousands of years, the prophets had been telling the people that the Messiah would come. He would be the answer to all their prayers and would restore the world that God had created so beautifully. The people were praying and hoping. Hoping just like the individuals I have spoken of, who had been criticised, put down, condemned, and told that they are worthless. You see, there's only so many times that you can be made to feel inferior, stupid, or weak. Being mocked, talked down to, or bullied has an effect. And that effect is to feel unwanted, rejected, and unloved. When that happens, well, you either develop the hide of a rhinoceros, or the pain of feeling this way makes you crumble. When you feel deeply unloved and rejected, you yearn to be loved and accepted, which is why the verse, "For God so loved the world, he gave his only Son," has such an impact. The gospel writer goes on to remind us that God didn't send his Son into the world to condemn and to hurt us. Instead, he came to save the world and to show every single person how much they are loved and cared for. In this season of Lent, as we journey with Jesus to the cross, this verse is a strong and clear reminder of why Jesus died. He died because he loves us so much. It is a love that is all-encompassing deep and true and never fails. God's love is an answer to the difficulties and the evils of this world. If we look back over past generations and see what has blighted the world, we might think of issues like slavery, torture, persecution, war and conflict, oppression by the rich against the poor, and so much more. It was for these situations and so many more that God sent his only, special, wonderful Son. Jesus came with the remedy for the world's problems. He walked and he talked, and he shared with the people how to live, how to act and treat people. It was a roadmap out of the behaviour that was there in all levels of society. John goes on to say, "So that everyone who believes in me shall have eternal life." There's the answer. The answer for the unloved, rejected, oppressed, and condemned. Jesus came to tell you that you are loved. You are accepted. You are freed from oppression, and you have a life to live. Whatever has happened, however life has worked out, regardless of the mistakes that have been made, you are loved. Loved without measure and loved completely. That's the message of the cross. Rather than evil getting the upper hand, the authorities winning and silencing Jesus, the cross is a symbol of love. We're on a journey through this Lenten season, preparing to see Jesus lifted up so that we can escape the condemnation of our detractors, the criticism and the shaming of those who want to bring us down, even escaping the darkness of our own thoughts that invade us at times. The gift of Jesus, God's only Son, is the answer to the darkness. He offers hope and light and love. There's a beautiful world out there, just ready and offering to welcome us with open arms. The arms are full of hope, light and joy for everyone. Friends, this is a promise for all of you. A promise for all of you for a moment. I want you to hear your name in that verse. So I'm going to pause. And when I pause in saying this verse, I want you to say your name out loud. Instead of the words, "the world," your name will go in there. So here's a promise for you. For God loved you so much that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not die, but have eternal life. Amen. And thanks be to God.
We pray and we listen for the voice and words of God. You are loved. Yes, you, the outcast. You, the stranger. You, the unloved. You, the oppressed. You, the rejected. You are loved. Yes, you who seeks freedom. You who longs for wholeness. You who wants to throw in the towel. you who wanders alone. You, the life and soul of the party. You are loved. Yes, you, who needs to call the food bank in order to feed your family today. You, who struggle with keeping your business afloat and supporting others in employment. You, who wrestle with the need to leave behind an abusive relationship. You, who feel you cannot return home because you've shared the fact you're gay with your family. You, who lie awake in hospital or at home after trying to end your life. You are loved. Yes, you, who have told those who struggle to feed their family that they just need to learn to budget more carefully. You, who have stood by as people are subjected to racist abuse. You, who have taken to the streets to march against people who have a different understanding of faith from you. You, who have perpetuated the myth that men are better at some things than women. You, who have not been honest with people in your day-to-day living. You are loved. Not because you deserve it, but because of love. Because of Jesus. Because of God. Born into the world, died in the world, rose again into a new world. You are loved. As are all the people you think of, all the people that you've brought to mind, all of those we name before God, and all of those we forget, or ignore, or pass over. You are loved. Hear the words. Believe the words. Share the words. Live the words. You are loved. Your neighbor is loved. Your enemy is loved because of God. Amen.
Thank you.
now, all of you. Go in peace. And may the blessing of God Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be with you all, now and forevermore. Amen.